Hey everybody, how's it going? This is Paul Cooley and welcome to another Steam Feed podcast. Today we are talking about something that's been on my mind for a while now, and that is designing a brand that allows you to enjoy your life. Designing a brand that gives you an awesome lifestyle, a creative lifestyle, something that you enjoy and that brings you joy. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but there is a chance that at some point in time, either you or someone that you know has felt burnt out. The passion, the drive to grow your business, to grow your brand, suddenly isn't so strong anymore. In fact, it can get to a point where you feel completely burnt out, hard to put any kind of effort. You've lost all desire, focus. You don't even know if you should be doing your business anymore because the drive and the passion is not there. And for some of us, it will affect every area of our life. We stop enjoying different relationships. We might even get to a place where we stop enjoying our life. Now, many of us have heard the saying that life is too short. You know, life is a vapor, that we really need to be doing what we've been put on this earth to do. We need to be doing the thing that, think of it this way. Why would you want to be stuck in something since life is so short? Wouldn't you want to be spending your life in a way doing the things that you love and that actually is bringing value to people? It's no fun living life when you're completely burnt out. I know for me, recently, a lot of things stacked up in and outside of business where I got to the point where I'm going, I'm getting burnt out. I can feel it. Stress is building up and I can feel it. I can see the effects of it. My creativity was going downhill. I just wanted to sleep and I'm going, this is not like me. This is not how I roll. But yet that's how I was feeling. I'm going, this is not good because this will directly affect my personal brand. Because if I start slacking because I'm getting lazy or I'm tired or whatever, and I don't make time to make those connections, to respond to those emails, to respond to those tweets, that is directly affecting how people will perceive me. And if I am so overloaded, was stressed out with tasks and projects like none other, and I start losing the drive to accomplish those things, if I don't have the skills to manage those things, that will affect my brand. Now, many of us enjoy what we're doing, and that's great. But there are those that got into business, and I will say it's probably very safe to say that none of us have gotten into business to fail. And so many of us, in the beginning, when we go back to the beginning of when we decided to do this entrepreneurial thing, many of us probably found something that went, wow, that intrigues me. Wow, that is something that I would like to do. But it doesn't necessarily mean that thing is something that you need to be doing the rest of your life. Not necessarily. For some of you it is, but for some of you it might not be. What happens when you start losing the joy of life? Is it because you're just overworked and stressed out? Or is it because it's time for a change? So what I want to cover is four steps to creating and designing a brand that gives you and allows you to enjoy life again. But first, I want to bring up two questions for you to examine if you are still doing the thing that you're supposed to be doing. So it all comes down to design. Now, and I understand systems, I understand the whole systems mindset and business, and when I started to feel overwhelmed, overworked, all this stuff, I went, something's wrong, we have a system problem here, because if I'm overworked, I've designed the system not correctly. And so I had to get away and I had to clear my head. So I went to the beach and I forced myself not to think about business. I was hardly on my iPhone at all. I stayed off of social media completely. I had to take a break. to refocus and renew. And I'll tell you, those few days at the beach were amazing. I haven't felt that refreshed in I don't even know how long, because when I say my life's nonstop, it really is. And I won't go into detail, but it is nonstop. And so with that, I went, okay, now that I'm starting to get focused again and I'm getting renewed, am I still doing the thing that I set out to do? Is the steps that I'm taking really moving me forward into the lifestyle that I've always wanted? And this is where the overall design comes in. We have to have the proper design to build and design a brand and a business that will allow us to enjoy life, that will give us that awesome lifestyle. Think about all the different MLMs and network marketing opportunities. They're always selling this lifestyle on the beach, you know, drinking out of coconuts and just enjoying life. and unfortunately, that does not become a reality for many people. But here's where it comes in. You have to design your brand in a way that will provide the results not only for your customers and clients. I'm not really even talking about that. That's a given. We know we need to offer value for our clients and customers. But I'm also talking about design our brand in such a way that it is designed that it gives us the freedom and the lifestyle that we want. Because if we're doing all this stuff and we're not enjoying life, something's wrong. So in order to create change and say, I need to do something different, or I need to at least step back a minute and re-examine things, it's necessary to frame your life differently if you want the change to happen. You can't just expect it to change. If you have, how you spend your days is how you spend your life, how are you spending today? Because chances are that's how you're going to be spending the next day and the next day and the next week, next month, next year. So if you don't like how it's today, something might need to change. So here's a little test for you. First, let's pretend I heard this recently. I can't even remember where, but I heard this recently. I'm like, this is kind of a cool thing. Pretend that a law has been passed that says you have to close your business right now. If you stay in business, it's going to be a felony and you're going to face prison time. Let's just say. How would you feel if that law was passed? Would you want to say, no, I will continue doing this thing because I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to and I enjoy doing it? Or would you say, yeah, you know, I'm kind of okay with that now. If this was 6 months ago, I might've fought that law, but right now, you know, this kind of actually gives me an opportunity to do something different. So that's a good telltale sign right there that something needs to change if you don't want to fight that law. Okay? Something definitely needs to change. Now, here's one more question, and that is if you feel like you're lacking vision, if you feel like you're lacking the creative juice, if you feel like you're not focused and you're not sure if you're doing the right thing or if it's time for a change, ask yourself one more question, and that is if you knew that it was absolutely impossible to fail, what would you be doing right now? Think about it. Write it down. Because those answers will dictate the goals that you've set. It will dictate the lifestyle that you want. Because ultimately, think of it this way. If I want the freedom, and I actually just recently wrote a blog post about this on my blog, and that was if I think I want to have the lifestyle and the freedom to be able to wake up and take a walk on the beach every morning and go work out and then come home and spend time with family and then you know, take on some clients and coaching consultations and all that kind of stuff and just relax. Probably most likely running a full-blown service-based company is not going to make that happen, because a service-based industry, or company, is a different business model compared to just a coach or a consultant. See what I'm saying? But often we find ourselves where, hey, I need to make money now, and you just start doing something. And you keep going, and we get into the survival mode, and we just keep going until you get to the point where you start getting burnt out and you go, I need a change. So here is four steps to help you make that change. If you say, yeah, you know what, that law is passed, I'm happy about it, I do want to do something different. I know, if I know that I can't fail, this other thing is what I'd rather be doing because it's going to give me the lifestyle I want and I will be able to help more people and offer more value than what I'm offering now. All right, so step number one, write this down. Step number one is you have to get refreshed and refocused. That is key. Just like I had to get away to the beach, that's what you got to do. In not necessarily the beach if you don't want to, but you have to get away. You have to unplug, as hard as it may be. You have to unplug. I'll tell you, it was hard not getting on my iPhone. It was weird. I'm going, man, I didn't realize how attached to this thing I was. Wow. And then after I was done, I'm like, you know what? I kind of like it. I feel more freed up. And so definitely something to take into consideration. Unplug, you know, if you're getting away, do your best to stay off the devices and really, truly unplug to refocus, refresh, because all that stuff will be there waiting for you when you get back. Number two is establish your priorities and your goals. Like I mentioned, you really have to design a brand. You have to design a business to produce the results that you want, not only for your customers and clients, but for you. So ask yourself, am the business that I am in right now, the brand that I have designed, is it leading me? Is it designed to lead me down this roadmap, if you will, to the ultimate destination of the lifestyle that I want? Or is it actually taking me in a different direction that I didn't even realize? See what I'm saying? If you don't like managing people, you're probably not going to want to have a full-blown company that needs a bunch of staff and employees. Maybe you want to do the solopreneur thing or vice versa. But you have to know, you have to get focused and refreshed enough to understand what is the bigger picture that you're looking for. All right, number three, and that is you need to then focus on the design, focus on the roadmap. Just like, and I think I might have said this in a previous podcast at some point in time, I've never been good with directions. Thank God for my GPS on my phone, because otherwise I get lost. If I'm going somewhere I've never been before, the chances of me getting lost are really high, because I'll start driving, I'll get in the zone, man, and I'll just drive right by the road I need to go. And I go, oh, okay, I'm lost now. That's not good. And so very often in business, we do the exact same thing. We get lost and don't realize it because we're just in the daily routine of tasks and projects and deadlines. So you have to have a roadmap of, I'm starting here and here's the destination. And these are the strategic steps that I need to take to get to the final destination. So you have to design it, but you can't design it if you're not focused and recharged and have that creativity. All right. Number four, and finally four, is set checkpoints. Whether this is a calendar, use the tools and apps that are available to you, whatever, but set checkpoints. And what I mean by that is, when I say it, use a calendar, is maybe it's a weekly thing, maybe it's a monthly thing, maybe it's a quarterly thing, but you are going to sit yourself down or sit you and your team down, whatever the case may be, and check yourself. Examine, have I stayed on course? Am I still on this roadmap to designing this brand, designing the business that creates this awesome lifestyle where I am able to have the freedom that I want to be able to do other things outside of business? See what I'm saying? Because our life can easily get lopsided, and that's not healthy and it's not good. So create checkpoints to examine your progress. If you say, wow, okay, I've kind of wandered off in a different direction. Is this good? Is this bad? What do I need to do to get back on track? Those are the things that you got to do. If you don't do these things, you can continue down this vicious cycle of the endless tasks and getting burnout and getting tired. And if you're like me, most of you will push through and just keep doing it because you're just, hey, you are determined. You might not be focused, you might lack creativity, but you are determined. And that is definitely something that's good, that having determination. But it really helps if you have the creativity and the design and the drive and the passion, the purpose to go and do the thing that you're supposed to be doing. So in the comments below, I would love to hear, are there other steps that you have taken? Have you ever felt burnt out? Do you feel like maybe it's time to change the course of your business, or are you right on track doing the thing that you're supposed to be doing? All right. Until next time, guys, God bless. This is Paul Cooley. Go out and design the business and the brand that you can enjoy life again and create massive wealth and value to those around you.